Where is that blasted new servant? I finish my meal, and before I begin dessert, I must have the royal vomit catcher in attendance. You there! Go fetch them immediately! I can't believe they have the gall to leave the Queen's handbell unanswered. Their one job is to be at my beck and call for when I need to expel the contents of my stomach. Everyone knows I have a varied constitution. I simply cannot process sweets the way I used to. And these days I have been craving sugar, sugar, sugar. Probably all the stress of running an entire country. It's not like I have a husband or sons to aid me. Just my royal clerk and... You! Vomit catcher! Come here, quickly. Doth mine royal eyes deceive me? Your hands are empty. Where is the golden urn, you blithering idiot? Stop babbling at me this instant! Do you plan to catch my sick with your hands? Of course I'm not being serious. That would be preposterous. Well, must I be made to manage your every move? Boy, girl, whatever you are, go and fetch the spare from the parlor. Now! Utterly ridiculous. It's so hard to find good help these days. No one wants to work. There you are, finally. Your incompetence has inconvenienced me long enough. Come next to me and place the urn on the floor so you do not damage it. It's certainly worth more than your pathetic life. Now get on your knees. I command it! Do not make me repeat myself, you sniveling child! There. That's right. See how much easier this is if you just obey? Stay on your knees while you serve your queen. Perhaps that will teach you some much-needed manners. Now, on to happier tasks. The kitchen has prepared a selection of my favorite cakes today. Be a pleasing thing and feed me some of that strawberry cake first. That's right. Use the silver dessert fork. No, that piece is too small. I want more.
Oh, yes. The royal kitchen has really outdone themselves this time. More. It's a shame you can't have any. Being a lowly servant and all. Those of your station are only fit for service to your superiors. Another bite. Chocolate this time. The flavor is just impeccable. Absolutely divine. More. Of course, you wouldn't understand. The poor are not equipped to appreciate the finer things in life. That's why you rely on the charity of those such as myself to care for you. Another. The lemon. Oh my. This may be the best one yet. I must have more. I'm so full of sugar and butter. Oh, so tasty. Stop your squirming at once. I'm trying to enjoy my dessert. Give me more. The cold stone may be uncomfortable on your knobby knees, but this really is for your own good, you know? You must learn your place. Ugh. You utter annoyance of a human being. Your fidgeting is turning my stomach sour. Get the urn. Position it below me. You must catch my sick the best you can when it comes. Come closer now. Stay on your knees. It pains me. It pains me. Oh, don't you dare wipe your face until I say so. Are you not proud to serve the queen in her need? I don't care if your face is covered in chewed cake. It's your own fault for not doing your job properly. Lick it off for all I care. This is the closest you'll get to tasting what it's like to be royalty. Show some respect. Why must I be plagued so? Everything I do for my country. All that brings me pleasure is the sweetness of sugar. Yet my body cannot process the precious crystals. What's that? Speak up. I can't hear you muttering with your filthy face to the floor. Look at me. You want to apologize for not catching my sick, huh? You think you can please the queen another way, do you? From what I've seen, you seem supremely useless. But what's the harm in listening? It's rather admirable that even in this state, you wish to please your queen. Go on. Oh, such vulgarity. Where did you come from, vomit catcher? Don't answer. It doesn't matter. I doubt your willing mouth on my royal cunt will cause me more discomfort than I'm currently in. It has been a very long time. Well, didn't you say you want to please me? Wipe my sick off your disgusting face and get to it then. Yes, come closer. I shall spread my legs and part my skirts. You can touch my calves. Run your hands up my thighs. Yes. Touch me just there. Spread me with your fingers. Touch your queen's cunt. Rub me faster now. That's right. No. Put two fingers inside me. And slide them in and out. Oh, do you feel my wetness? That means you're pleasing your queen. It's time to use your mouth. I suppose I was wrong earlier.
When I said the cake I expelled was the closest you'd get to tasting royalty. I'll wind my fingers in your hair to control the rhythm of your mouth. Oh, yeah, just like that. Lick and suck at me as you move your fingers. Please me. Please, your queen. Oh. I enjoy you so much more like this. Better than acting like a common mewling wretch. Oh, bring me to climax and you'll be nicely rewarded. It's been so long. Apply your mouth liberally to my flower. And do not stop until I say so. Keep sucking. Keep licking. Keep working your fingers. Oh, do you feel that? My royal cunt is twitching and spasming around your fingers. It's almost time. Don't slow down. I'll use my grip on your hair to hold you in place. Bucking my hips against your face. Until I... climax. There. Oh, there. There. Oh, your queen is coming. Well done. Vomit catcher. Tilt your chin up. Let me see that pretty face. Not bad. You look almost fetching, covered in my wetness. Perhaps you need a new title. Your current name doesn't quite inspire lust. And I do plan to use you in this capacity again. You'll be my beck and call more so than any other. Do you understand? This is your reward. You will be made to feed me and please me. Your queen commands it. Be grateful, vomit catcher. You've finally found your calling in life. Now leave me. Tell my handmaiden to enter on your way out. I desire a long, hot bath after today's activities. You are dismissed.